You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Marlins reporter Joe Frisaro. And Joe, another game for the Marlins today as we speak on Wednesday, and Wei-Yin Chen pitched, A.J. Ramos got his first action. I wanted to get into that a little bit, but let's start with Lyle Spencer today. Wrote an article, it's up on Marlins.com. He called the Marlins baseball's most intriguing team, and I just wanted to know from you, you're there every day covering them, does that fit your description of the Marlins?
Yeah, I think that's fair, Tim. We're certainly interesting down here. It's kind of fascinating because it's a team that lost 91 games last year but essentially kept 90% of the team together, you know, kind of changed the coaching staff, going with Mattingly as manager, Barry Bonds, Tim Wallach, you know, to go with, you know, the Perry Hills, the Frankie Menachinos, and, you know, and you know, so they got some really good coaching here, some, you know, really good structure in place. I think if people are patient, I think this team is going to improve as it goes on. Patient doesn't get the word used the most down here. But yeah, when you've got a team with Jose Fernandez and Giancarlo Stanton, if they're both healthy, they certainly are intriguing to anyone and certainly dangerous, and as well as the other, you know, parts, the D. Gordon coming off a batting title in a great year, Gold Glove winner and all, and Christian Yelich, and, you know, some real promising players. So, as things shape up, they're going to be a team that's going to be dangerous for a lot of teams, and they're going to get the Nationals and the Mets' attention.
Yeah, and I think a team that's going to be a lot of fun to watch just because of all those players you just mentioned. They're, you know, some electric players that really make fans get out of their seats a little bit. Let's get back to today's game. Wei-Yin Chen, second outing of the spring, and I guess he breezed through for his first two innings. Then he ran into some trouble. Overall, he goes four innings, seven hits. He allowed four earned runs. But I guess the important focus is how good he looked early in the start, as we're still just getting things together in spring, right?
Yeah. It was an interesting outing. He had five pitches in the first inning, all strikes, 1-2-3. Then 17 pitches through two, I believe, with like 14 strikes and six up, six down, gets the first out in the third inning, then gives up five straight hits, including a three-run homer. Now is wind-dated to the opposite field, but Michael Taylor hit it pretty well. So he said in that inning he was, you know, really stressing the changeup more. And this is kind of what kind of gets lost in spring training. Pitchers are working on feel of pitches and sequences, and sometimes they're not looking for a five-pitch, 1-2-3 inning. Regular season, they certainly take it. But, you know, when you haven't established some stuff you're looking to add to your repertoire, Chen's a veteran guy. And then he goes and tries to get that changeup going and wasn't hitting his spots as much. And it's not overpowering to begin with. I think he maxed to like 93 today, but he was pitching 91, 92. But, you know, that's his game. So he elevates that changeup or doesn't put it in the right spot, you know, the other team's going to do some damage. So had to clean fourth inning. But really the encouraging guy today, Tim, was Jared Cozart, who's fighting for a rotation spot, who went three innings, kind of piggybacking off of Chen. And three scoreless, faced 12 batters, a couple of hits I think he allowed, one strikeout. But, again, he's thrown really, really well, six innings in spring, all shutouts. So he's a guy that's, you know, kind of emerging to what they're hoping and, you know, really trying to fight for that rotation spot.
Yeah, they have a lot of options in that fight for the fifth starter. He's a guy that's kind of, you know, risen to one of the standout guys. But Justin Nicolino, another guy right in that hunt. I know a younger guy,
right,
but he was really good his last time out Tuesday, four scoreless innings. I would think he's a guy that, would they rather have Cozart win that job and Nicolino be a guy that they can keep progressing and getting ready to be a major leaguer?
Yeah, I would think that's kind of the scenario they're looking at. And, you know, I think Justin kind of knows the score. And, you know, in baseball, sometimes options and guys a little more seniority, you know, sometimes makes things not always fair. But, you know, I think Nicolino, he's not an overpowering guy. He's a field pitcher. The cutter's been really good for him this spring. He's getting that back. And, you know, I don't think a month or two in AAA would hurt him at all. He really projects as, you know, back of rotation, but a quality guy that organizations want. So I think Nicolino's going to have a huge role this year, you know, just by nature of the sport, holding five guys together never really seems to happen. So, wherever Nicolino opens up, and my guess would be AAA, that wouldn't be the worst-case scenario for him and his development. And, you know, the Marlins also have some more veteran guys that they're looking to get, some mileage out of it early in the year.
A.J. Ramos also pitched on Wednesday, the closer, and you mentioned the five-pitch inning out of Wei-Yin Chen, but how about six pitches from A.J. Ramos? I mean, would he have rather thrown a few more in his first time out on the mound?
Yeah, I don't think he really liked the first pitch. The guy hacks and pops up to the catcher. You know, A.J., for just a little quick background, A.J. Came into camp. He kind of had a bruised right calf, which is his push-off leg on the mound, the right, and so he was really kind of nursed back in. He's been, arm is fine. It was just getting the leg and being able to move around. Because, in game situations, teams bunt. The balls get hit back to you. There's a lot involved. You have to cover a face from time to time. So that all factors into the job. So AJ had been throwing simulated games, against scrimmages on backfields and just strictly just throwing off the mound. A little different adrenaline getting out in front of people in more of a stadium atmosphere. And AJ, you kind of joke. He goes, "Keep doing this, I could appear 4 days a week." But obviously it's going to get a little more challenging as it moves on. But just shaking the rust off, getting on the mound was the big thing. Six pitches, five strikes, three quick outs, and not really much to work on anything other than see it, hit it.
We've talked a lot about these pitchers, both relievers and starters. We haven't mentioned Jose Fernandez yet, but he makes his debut on Thursday. What does the team want to see in that first outing as far as spring training goes?
Jose's been out there. This isn't his Grapefruit League debut. He's just scheduled to pitch on Thursday. But no, he's been out there. But, yeah, it's just more of the same. Jose is, doing his thing. He's been really good. He pitched against the Nationals like two times previous. He was over in Vieira. He did pitch a scrimmage over here at Roger Dean Stadium on the backfield 5 days ago. So, he's back in action. And then, the big question is going to be how do they use it? They're talking about the innings limit, not a limit as much as a range. And that range is like 180. And how are you going to get there? And Tim, just to throw a scenario out there, which could kind of be the bold prediction type thing, I would not necessarily be shocked if Jose Fernandez is not the Marlins open day starter. Because if you look today, Chen was on the mound today. And if you go 5 days, 5 days, 5 days, it's going to fall on April 5th, which is opening day. Now, it wouldn't make a ton of sense to have Jose pitch. He'd be lined up to go the second game of the year. But if you're doing that, you could flip him between now and then. And they still may. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Marlins say, look, we want him pitching at the end of the year. April gets cold, especially when they go into the Northeast, early on. Maybe they put him in the middle to the back of the rotation just to get things going, just to kind of limit innings perhaps in April and then build them up as the year goes on. But, that could be a bold prediction if they do go that way.
I like that. I like that bold prediction. So these are a lot of guys obviously on the squad. I also wanted to ask you about some of the prospects who were recently optioned down, because I know three of the top 10 prospects in Jarlin Garcia, Kendrys Flores, and Jacob Esch, they were all optioned down. Of those three guys, did one of them kind of stand out and impress more than the others this spring?
Well, Garcia's a left-hander who has a lot of intrigue, but he's probably – I don't think we'll see him in the big league this year. I think he's going to Double-A, and I think a good year there. And then, but opening his eyes and getting him into big league camp, he has a lot of upside, so he's a guy. Kendrys Flores has some big league experience, so he's a guy that to keep an eye on in terms of an emergency, or he can give you a start or two up in the big leagues. He can throw out of the bullpen, but he ended last year with an injury, so I'm sure they'll want him to get some consistency, build up, and get success in New Orleans. But he's a guy who certainly could be in the big league sometime this year. And Esch, the same thing. He had a couple of rocky outings here in games where he had some control problems, you know, the command. And it's his first camp, and maybe the adrenaline was going a little too high, and before you get really the polish, maybe he was, you know, didn't have the command he wanted. So now he gets to relax. He goes down to the minors, but he's a guy who could conceivably help sometime this year as well.
Great stuff, as always, Joe. You've been listening to MLB.com Extras, our Marlins edition. Joe Fusaro, thanks so much.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.